Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Adrian Miller, a board-certified, fellowship-trained radiologist in breast imaging at People's Cancer Institute at Hamilton Medical Center in Dalton, Georgia. Dr. Miller, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So today we're going to focus on breast cancer screening guidelines. And Dr. Miller, who sets these screening guidelines?
There are many organizations that set screening guidelines. The ones that we follow most closely are the American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging. These bodies will publish their recommendations, and the recommendations are set to save lives. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for us is to follow the guidelines that will save the most lives, and these guidelines do evolve over time based on new data, new research, but our facility follows the most patient-protective approach.
I always hear something where it's like every year versus every 2 years. Is there a difference there?
There is a difference. And I will scream from the rooftops every time. Every single year is the most important way to get the results that we need to save lives. So there are groups out there that recommend screening mammograms every 2 years. And anyone who gets their information from places such as Facebook will hear that and they'll ask, can I just come every 2 years, or can I, especially for someone between ages, 40 and 50, I'm very low risk. And that's true. That age group doesn't have as many breast cancers as older groups. But I have personally seen so many breast cancers in that age group that I don't think I could sleep at night recommending every 2 years versus every year. So the guidelines that we follow recommend baseline screening mammogram between ages 35 and 40, just one mammogram during that time that serves as your baseline, and then annual screening mammogram beginning at age 40. And the purpose of that is to catch cancers earlier when they're the most treatable, and the evidence shows that this saves lives.
Wow. And you pretty much already touched on it, but like the Vitruvian healthcare system follows this yearly guideline. And is that to just, instill the saving lives methodology right there?
It absolutely is. So it is well known, research proven, that this maximizes the early detection benefit and it reduces the risk of what are called interval cancers. So interval cancers are cancers that show up from your last screening mammogram to your next screening mammogram 1 year later. So for example, someone comes in January, they have no symptoms, no problems, their mammogram is negative. In July, they feel something, they have a cancer. So that would be an interval cancer. And if you can imagine, not every cancer can be felt. Not every patient knows when they come in that they have a cancer. And so if they had waited 2 years, that cancer that showed up at 7 months would instead have shown up at 2 years and made a difference potentially in their outcome. So overall, the fellowship-trained breast radiologists follow the American College of Radiology guidelines of screening every year.
Yeah, that would be a major difference to catch that after 2 years.
Absolutely.
Compared to 1 year.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. And what age again do you think people, or women overall, should begin with mammograms?
So a general guideline for someone who has no problems, meaning no family history, anything like that, just an average risk woman should begin annual screening mammogram at age 40.
Okay.
The rules do change if they're considered high risk. So for example, your mother developed breast cancer at age 42, then you begin screening at age 32. And so it all kind of depends on your history, your family history, and how those all come together to specifically tailor recommendations for you as a patient. And this is key for the best long-term outcomes.
Yeah, it makes sense that like the family history would matter. Do you see this a lot and how it impacts like through genetics over family?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have a genetic program and a high-risk program at People's Cancer Institute and Hamilton Medical Center. And based upon what those screening results are, will change what we recommend. There are many times when patients who would not have come in until age 40 instead come in earlier and we find a cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've always had friends who have like said, you know, their family has a history of cancer. And that's it's very sad to hear that it can just run in families.
I know.
Seriously.
Yes. And I will say, though, that I hear this a lot, and I'll just throw it out there. When we talk to women about a suspicious finding or say, you know, we see something on your mammogram, we think that we may need to biopsy it. Almost every single woman says, but I don't have a history in my family.
Oh,
and it's important to know that while that is very important to know, the majority of breast cancers occur in women without a family history.
Yeah. So it doesn't determine everything, but it can help though.
Yes. It is really, really important.
Wow. And, you know, for a lot of women who are just like very reluctant to get started with screening annually, what can you say just to help them ease into it?
I would say, I'll just get on my soapbox. My number one is it saves lives, period. But I think importantly, I would need to hear what are their fears? What can I tell you about the exam to ease those fears for you? So it is very important for women to know it is a safe exam. Women talk about hearing about radiation and this and that. And yes, it is a radiation-based exam, but it is very, very low radiation. And we get more radiation walking around during the day than we do during this exam that can save your life. And so a lot of times I will also tell women stories of patients who were whose lives were saved from getting a screening mammogram done.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are a multitude of those. Almost every woman that has breast cancer, it was caught on screening.
You've probably seen so many stories like that. You know, there's people coming in, not thinking anything of it, but they find something and they, you know, they beat it. Are there any other like things that change with people who have family history in terms of like how the process is for getting these done?
Yes. So I sort of touched on it a little, as you said, but there are specific guidelines for patients who have a family history and are considered high risk or who have a genetic mutation and are considered high risk. So those guidelines are generally 10 years before the age of your first degree relative. So as I said before, a mother or sister who had a breast cancer, you want to begin screening before 10 years before the age they were diagnosed, but not before age 30. So usually screening would begin at age 30 for those women. If you're considered high risk or have a genetic mutation that results in you being high risk, there's also a recommendation that you get a screening MRI done every year as well. So generally what we do is that we'll do a screening mammogram. 6 months later, we'll do an MRI. 6 months later, screening mammogram. That way the breast tissue is being evaluated every 6 months instead of just once a year, and we can catch cancer sooner, hopefully.
How does like breast density play a role in screening as well?
So a few years ago, many states began mandating that density be reported in screening mammogram reports. So there are four densities that we report, A, B, C, and D. A being mostly fatty, and D being very, very dense breast tissue, and it's kind of a spectrum along the way. And it is sort of objective, but patients who have C and D density are considered dense tissue, and that can mask smaller cancers. So supplemental imaging such as ultrasound or MRI may be beneficial to these patients to help detect breast cancers sooner. Do I still recommend a screening mammogram? I do. It is still number one, but instead of these exams competing with each other, they work together to identify any problems that may be happening.
Just overall, what's one of the biggest takeaways that women listening can just have from listening to this show?
My number one, always, every day, forever and ever, don't skip your mammogram. Screening mammograms save lives. I love them, not just because I do it, but that is the reason that I do it. I have not had breast cancer. My mother has. We have been personally affected by breast cancer. It is something that is really, really important to me. And a lot of women won't come in because they are worried, or as we discussed, they think it'll be uncomfortable, or they just say they don't have time. And I just beg you to please come in, because it definitely definitely results in lives saved. If you are unsure of anything that's going on during the exam or which guidelines you should follow, ask questions. These are important questions you can ask your family physician, general practitioner, your gynecologist. All of these people are schooled in the most effective screening tools and how they work. They're there to help you in any way that they can as well. So I, as I said, follow the ACR yearly mammogram recommendation because I feel it provides the best protection and best results for early detection, which save lives.
Hey, well, that is right. Dr. Miller, thank you once again for coming on the show and just sharing really important info.
Yes, thank you for having me.
To schedule your mammogram, just call 706-272-6565. That's 706-272-6565.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System. Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.